from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to The Rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast this week, starring Larry Williams on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. Jesus, that was a long sentence. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, Dad Dancing, explaining what it is and who's doing it, the tax on bottled water, what are the real effects of this, and is Twitter just horrible people being mean to each other? But before any of that, the Lions tour and that game over the weekend. How did Larry see it all?
I see that the New Zealand Herald are now saying that the assistant referee, Jerome Garces, was the man who convinced the Romain Put to change his decision late in the game. Look, the series was an absolute beauty. I loved it. Most thought the All Blacks would hammer the Lions. Even last week, there was talk of a backlash after Wellington. There was a backlash. People were telling me that the All Blacks would wrap 30 points around the Lions at Eden Park, even on the night before the game started. 30 points. It didn't happen. Truth is, Warren Gatland looked far from a clown, right? He produced a team in 6 weeks that looked every bit as good as the All Blacks. So the drawn series, I think, was a fair outcome. I think. We can't moan. As for the late penalty that wasn't a penalty, well, we will talk about this one forever, probably. I didn't actually think... Look, you can take all sorts of sides in this. There are all sorts of arguments, and actually most of them are valid. But I didn't think the Lions hooker was actually offside. But it is what it is, and it's done and dusted. When the end came, though, it was kind of like an anti-climax. There was silence. The players just, you know, crowded around. Well, it was a draw. Nobody expected that. Walking home, much different to walking to the match. On the way to Eden Park, there were the Lions fans chanting Lions, Lions, and going mad. There were the street events. Everybody was excited. On the way home, there was nothing. Everybody was very quiet. But what a great Lions tour this was. The Lions fans were fantastic. They were loud. They were everywhere. They actually made the tour, I believe. They had a ball, and in the end, that's what it is all about. It's only a game, after all.
Isn't it? Is that still blasphemy in this country to call rugby only a game? When it, I mean, that's basically our religion he's talking about there. And if that guy wasn't offside... Why did he drop the ball and look as guilty as Lance Armstrong? Why? I don't care about that decision. What I care about is the fact that we couldn't hang on to the ball in the first half and then kicked it away in the second half. Can't score tries with no ball. Right. Anyway, Bill English was at the rugby and he did Dad Dancing, and everybody's made fun of him for this. But in order for Larry to ask him about this this morning, I had to explain to Larry what Dad Dancing was. So it's been a weird morning.
Monday morning, and the Prime Minister, Bill English, is with us once again. Prime Minister, good morning to you, sir, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Larry.
How did you enjoy the footy on Saturday evening?
Well, not particularly. It was pretty tense, wasn't it? But fantastic sport, all the drama that you could possibly want.
You've been video dad dancing, Prime Minister. Whatever that is.
Well, didn't you hear the music? That's what the music's for. It's to relieve the tension a bit.
Okay.
So basically, Bill English is saying when he's just got the music in him. When the music starts to play, he can't help himself. He just got to move. That's a surprise. I've got to say, he's really surprised me this morning. Now, a surprise from the Greens is they want to put a 10 cent a litre tax on bottled water. Does that mean anything that's made out of that water?
Just on the Greens water levy, 10 cent charge, clearly the intention is not just the bottled water, it's all commercial users. Look, nobody owns the water. It's just a fact. Nobody owns the water. And if you are going to charge for water, the bottlers, whatever, you have to do it across the board. I'd rather than not do it at all. But if you're going to charge for water, you have to do it across the board. Why would you charge a water bottling company and not a soft drink company, or heaven forbid, a beer company? I mean, that'd be disastrous. A litre of water takes around, a litre of milk, should I say, takes around 250 litres of water to produce. What are they going to charge for that? Permits for bottled water sent overseas accounts for listen to this, 0.004% of all water used. Bottled water exports are 8.7 million litres. Annual fresh water is 500 trillion litres. Bottled water, tiny, tiny, little bit, not much at all. It's ridiculous to charge a bottling company and not other users, but clearly the Greens, all users, they're in their sights. Most problematic is who owns the water, and as I said, nobody owns the water.
But earlier in the morning, Larry was working through for me, I think primarily for me personally, the true ramifications of this tax, if it is indeed applied to anything that uses water and puts it into bottles.
So later on in the program, the Prime Minister, of course, Bill English, will talk about this Green Party bottle tax. It'll charge bottling companies access to water if elected to government. There's a suggestion that that would be all commercial water bottlers, which would mean soft drink companies, beer, breweries. I'm not sure.
I'm not a fan of anything that drives the price of beer up.
I'm just trying to... I thought it was just bottled water and bottled water for export, but I heard in the news at 6 o'clock they're talking about all commercial water users. I don't know, which would include everybody.
What about beer and cans? Is that going to be affected?
It will be.
You're really starting to alarm me now, Larry.
Well, I mean, you see, the thing is, where do you stop with this thing?
When I take my bottle to my local tap room at Deep Creek and get them to fill it up?
Yeah.
Will that be affected?
Yes, it will. 10 cents a litre. So I'm imagining that beer would be 10 cents. I mean, you have to tax everything. I mean, you can't just tax a bottle of water, can you? You'd have to tax everything with water in it, wouldn't you?
No, the end times are here.
Yeah, anyway. So talk to the Prime Minister about that.
So it's absolutely clear. I mean, these crazies must be kept from power at all costs. Anything. I mean, increasing the price of beer, that's just impinging on our basic natural born rights as human beings here in New Zealand, and we can't abide it. I don't think I'm overstating the case enough there. Hey, so what's trending on Twitter? Well, I'll tell you what's trending on Twitter is people getting off it.
Trending now. Well, a New York Times, the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
A New York Times columnist hit a nerve with a piece criticising Twitter, calling it the political pornography of our time. Brett Stevens writes, bigotry flourishes on Twitter since it offers the bigot the benefits of anonymity, along with instantaneous, uncensored self-publication. It's the place where their political minds can be as foul as they want to be, without the expense or reputational risk of showing their face at a Richard Spencer rally. Fox News' social media analyst Shana Gelnzer agrees.
One of the points Stevens made, which I found interesting, was he called us out for this kind of dirty behavior of taking pleasure in watching the humiliation of others on Twitter. And I feel that we've all been guilty of this kind of base behavior at some point.
All right. Trending now.
It's not the same Brett Stevens who used to be our number one tennis player, is he? I don't think it is. Is he on Twitter? I'm not sure. I'm asking more questions than I'm answering this morning, and I feel bad about that. Like all those maths ones from earlier on, about the 10 cents a litre on. It's all got very confusing. I feel tired and washed out, like I need to lie down, and it's only Monday. Anyway, that was the rewrap with Larry Williams. He'll be here for the next couple of weeks, including tomorrow, and I'll see you then.